Minding Frankie by Maeve Binchy. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Minding Frankie by Maeve Binchy. Chapter 1. Katie Finglas was coming to the end of a tiring day in the salon. Anything bad that could happen had happened. A woman hadn't told them about an allergy and had come out with lumps and a rash on her forehead. A bride's mother had thrown a tantrum and said that she looked like a laughing stock. A man who'd wanted streaks of blonde in his hair became apoplectic when, halfway through the process, he'd inquired what they would cost. Katie's husband, Gary, had placed both his hands innocently on the shoulders of a 60-year-old female client who'd told him that she was going to sue him for sexual harassment and assault. She looked at the man standing opposite her, a big priest with sandy hair mixed with grey.
"You're Katie Finglas, and I gather you run this establishment," the priest said, looking around the innocent salon nervously as if it were a high-class brothel. "That's right, Father," Katie said with a sigh. What could be happening now?
"It's just that I was talking to some of the girls who work here, down at the centre on the quays, you know, and they were telling me..."
Katie felt...